All right, in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the scenes and just tell you how I gather my content ideas and organize them so when the time is right to create content, I'm ready to roll.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, I'm in the studio today, and I've really just been taking client calls and meetings and internal Wirebuzz meetings. I'm hiring a couple of employees, so I was going through their offers and doing all that kind of good stuff and getting ourselves ready for 2021, and like a light bulb, I jumped onto a call with, a big guru in the sales and marketing world and somebody I just admired deeply, and they were sharing with me that they were struggling with their content and, you know, running out of ideas. And I kind of look at myself as being a fountain. Like, I'm a fountain that just keeps on flowing because I've created a muscle and strengthened that muscle that allows me to identify the topics really quickly, and then I organize them, okay? So throughout the day, anytime I find that I'm giving somebody, some wisdom, and this is how I explain it. Anytime I drop a knowledge bomb, I'm like, I just all of a sudden think of it as being, oh, that's really important, and I should put this in a place where I can organize it. And the reason is, if you listen, like, every one of us is giving out valuable information throughout the day. You're just doing it. A client calls, you're giving them some advice. It doesn't matter what your industry is. You're giving people advice. You're answering questions. Every time you do that, you should think to yourself, oh, wouldn't it be easier if I just wrote this down now so I don't have to, when the time comes to create my thought leadership content, start from the very beginning and be like, oh, what should I create? This is so hard. So instead of making it hard at the moment you're supposed to create your content, instead be a fountain and just collect all of this and allow it to flow through you. And I've got this never-ending, like, gushing of content ideas that are flowing through my head. I capture them. I put them inside of a Trello board, and T-R-E-L-L-O, Trello, and each card in the Trello board under the column for content ideas, which is the way I titled it, is another video and another podcast episode. So let me give you an example. Here's one that I haven't done yet. Digital trends and sales psychology, the power of personalization. Because I know that I was giving somebody this tip the other day, talking to them about the power of personalization. Gather it, collect it, put it in there. So when the time is right, I can open up my Trello, slide through, and I might have, no joke, I might have a couple hundred episodes that are just waiting here. Oh, like Zoom. Oh, I got a Zoom story to tell you about how sometimes when I'm bored on an internal team meeting, I caught myself the other day faking that my computer froze up and I was really doing like a freeze where I was just like posed in action. I want to tell that story. And I got another one, like the time that I got fired from the Fox Lab and how I got escorted out the door on Christmas Eve. That might be my Christmas Eve episode coming up. That's a story that humiliated me. So I've got a bunch of episodes. Let me just grab one randomly. Ludicrous tips. Oh, I'll tell you the story about ludicrous tips because it's really about serving people when I was a waiter and how I've used that and pulled that over into my life. I still have here, work for your future, not your weekend. I love that. I did an episode on that recently. How to ice break and prospect. I'm doing stuff on that right now. You'll hear about that coming in a future episode. The benefits of negative role models. I'm passionate about that topic because one of my role models growing up was Pete Rose, and I got to interact with him a lot as a kid. That is the benefit of a negative role model. I'll do an episode on that. Another episode is exercising your weaknesses and developing your strengths. It's something that I do that I want to teach you how to do. This Trello board has a ton of Todd's content ideas. And if you collect them, if you tell a story, if you hear yourself giving advice, drop it into your Trello board, access it with your phone, access it on your desktop. Either way, it syncs up. And before you know it, you are becoming a collector of content ideas that you could use. Now, pump the brakes for a second. Let's discuss where this content would go. It could be in a podcast episode. It could be in Todd's thought leadership videos that I would put out on social, right? So you know the framework that there are five places, and I've done this in a recent past episode. There are five zones of influence in using video to amplify your business results. Pop quiz question for you. Where would a thought leadership video go in? Zones 1 through 5, okay? Quickly, I will give you the zones, okay? Zone 1, discovery, which is like social media. Zone 2 is your website, which is the customer journey page. Zone 3 is the personal use of video, a salesperson that is in the process of moving somebody through the sales stages. Zone 4 is supporting your existing customers through the process of using your service. And zone 5 is training your team, your internal employees, to be able to communicate your product, your service, your solution with the same exact tactics and language, okay? So where would a thought leadership video go in which zone? 1 through 5, hit me up on LinkedIn, drop me a DM, let me know, and I will give you a shout out in a future episode if you nail it. Which zone? 1 through 5, you tell me, and I will look forward to dropping the next bomb about how you can amplify your results using video content to get better results for your business.